Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Anne-Marie Sabbath. Anne-Marie Sabbath, a corporate entrepreneur turned small business entrepreneur of a consulting firm, has authored 11 books on reaching young professionals how to create their success. She's going to share a BizHub about that time when she did not accept a no and turned it into a yes. So Anne-Marie, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you, Anna. Appreciate it. Well, you know, I learned a long time ago, actually, from the time I was six until the decade that I'm in now, that no simply means not now, not the right time, too busy. Accepting no is strictly a mindset, and I've never accepted it. I can guarantee you, ask anybody who knows me. The no turning into a yes that I want to share with your listeners today is when I courted a client for 6 months. Every week, I call the person. Her name was Mary. She was the assistant. And they were going to be discussing my proposal for their national conference with 1,200 people. And so we went through this little courtship game for 6 months, as I mentioned. Finally, it was June, and the conference was going to be in September. And I called Mary, and Mary said, I said, okay, Mary, has the decision been made? She said, yes, as a matter of fact, Anne-Marie, I'm glad you called. She said, because Mr. Canning decided to hire the person who he worked with last year. And I was livid. And I said, Mary, thank you for telling me. Where is Mr. Canning? And she said, well, he's in Anaheim at a meeting. I said, I'd like to know the hotel he's at. Mm-hmm. She said, are you kidding? I said, Anna. She said, excuse me, Mary. I said, I'm not going to get you fired. I need to know. I said, when will he be back? She said, Friday. I said, I'm going to have a meeting with him on Friday morning. She said, if I tell you, promise that. I said, fine. So she said, Anaheim Hilton. I got on the phone, called the Anaheim Hilton, gave them my credit card, asked them to please send a plate of chocolate-covered strawberries to Joe Canning that evening, knowing he'd have to get returned to sleep. And since it was February, I had them write a little poem, roses are red, violets are blue, hope you will let me meet with you on Friday morning. Well, the next morning, yes, that was gutsy. That was chutzpah, call it whatever you want. But guess what? I had invested 6 months of my life and I knew I could do a great job. So I thought, what else do I have to lose except $60 for this room reservation and getting to where they were in Pennsylvania? So the next morning I called and she said, I don't believe it. I said, stick with me, girl. What time can I meet with them? She said, 8 a.m. I said, I'll be there at 7:45 with donuts in hand. Flew in with an airline SkyMiles ticket. Said to the people at the front at the door, I said, meaning at the desk at the hotel, I said, who's going to be in at 7 a.m.? And this one said, I said, could I give you $20 to get me donuts? Get me 2 dozen donuts. I need them because I need to leave at 7:10 and the shuttle was taking me. I went. I was there. By 7:30 for the 8 a.m. meeting, I had everything set up. So there was Joe Canning, and I knew was on a red eye, so he wasn't going to be a happy camper. Had everything set up. Mr. Canning, good morning. Anne-Marie Sabbath. I said, how was your red eye? Long. I said, well, I understand. I said, I won't take more than 30 minutes of your time, and I appreciate you giving me that. So there he was. He took a donut, and I thought, this is great, because the goal to closing business is to meet people's five senses. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. Well, he already tasted it. He extended his hand, so we shook hands, feeling it. He had made eye contact with me. Okay, so seeing it. So we sat down, and he said, so what can I do for you? I said, and I had an agenda. I said, so Mr. Canning, I understand you're going to hire someone for the sales meeting who you worked with last year. He said, yes. I said, and I understand you also have 1,200 reps who visit doctors. He said, yes. As he's getting another donut, I knew we were on the right track. And I said, Mr. Canning, have your reps ever heard, the pharmaceutical firm, have your reps ever heard a no? And they said, oh, he said all the time. I said, well, I'll tell you what, if you want them to continue to hear no and accept it, then hire the person from last year. I said, if you want them to turn a no into a yes, then I want you to hire me. And here's the proposal. I'd like you to sign it now. And he looked at me and he threw the proposal at me. He threw it at me. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble. I said, excuse me. He said, get rid of this proposal. I want you to do another one. And I want to buy 1,200 of your books. I said, sold. You have the proposal this afternoon. So the point that I'm making is you have to risk failure to experience success. Was I scared to death? Are you kidding me? But that proved you have to make it happen. So the key is that was a heroic win. It may have been a hilarious loss. I probably wouldn't have shared it with people until my wounds were healed. However, it worked. Turn a no into a yes.
I love this. You're like my animal spirit. My spirit animal, not my animal spirit, my spirit animal. And you know, other than what you just shared of the takeaway, I think that also a takeaway for me is it's not the what, it's the how. Because you invested in your relationship with this person and it took you 6 months, but you got it. And also to do the final touch or the final, I guess, the final knockout.
Right.
Was the how you got there so smoothly. Thank you so much, Anne-Marie, for sharing this. So
tell
me, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Well, they can find me by going to my book, Anne-Marie Sabbath, sabath.com. And they can go online to Amazon. That particular book, and that is described in that book, it's called Courting Business, Strategies for Developing and Accelerating Business Relationships. They can see that on my website. And the key is I want people to know that they can absolutely create their own success, surround themselves with people they want to be like. And that's how they make it and make sure they're available for people who want to be like them. So website, annemariesabbath.com. And we started a small publishing business in January. So this is my second business, which is called SoncataPress.com, S-O-N-C-A-T-A. Press.com. If any of your listeners have a manuscript that's finished, they are welcome to submit it to me. We do accept 3 manuscripts a year.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. So if you get a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to BizHubs.com to apply. Thanks so much to our guest, Anne-Marie Sabbath, for coming on and sharing her story about that time when she did not accept a no and she turned it into a yes so smoothly. To find her, you can go to annemariesabbath.com. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time.